Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word prayers in our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Hi there, friend. We're in the midst of our second G-themed week this week on the show, talking glorifying God this week, especially during the holidays, which has gotten so commercialized now, right? More on that on tomorrow's show. But for today, I want to get into a universal problem we have because we're human, and to be quite honest, our biggest problem is not with one political party or the other, believe it or not. It's not with that other person being rude to us. It's with the person staring back at us in the mirror. Yep. Ourselves. And as it relates to this idea of glorifying, our human struggle is how to be proud of our accomplishments and want to achieve and succeed in life without slipping into taking the glory for ourselves. Let's talk about it. I always think about this funny line from one of my favorite movies, Beaches, where CeCe Bloom says this, "But enough about me, let's talk about you. What do you think of me?" It's funny and it's true at the same time because we humans do love ourselves a lot and we think about ourselves a lot, even when we are self-loathing. Still, we're still thinking about ourselves. It still has the same root of I'm thinking about me. At the core of all that is humans wanting to be important. And honestly, it's a flesh thing that all of us will fight, I believe, on this side of heaven the whole way. And only God can help us break it down and keep it subdued. He's really the only answer to that. And in this truth is also the truth that we as humans want human glory and we want it for ourselves. It is, I believe, a natural human bend. The perfect example of this is Lucifer, whose downfall, according to Ezekiel 28, was that he was so impressed with himself and he wanted the glory that belonged to God. And we know where he went as a result of that. One of the real human struggles is this sort of desire to achieve and even be proud of our accomplishments and yet not get too caught up in ourselves and remember who should really get the credit for the good in our lives. Jesus created us with the gifts we have, and yes, we may have worked hard on our craft or talent, but that only goes so far always. Without Him, we're limited souls. And yet, there is nothing wrong with being proud of things we've worked hard to earn, physical accomplishments, work accomplishments, parenting things, being falsely humble and saying, I really didn't do anything, when we know good and well we worked our tail off in a business or such. It's really ingenuine and not true humility. So how do we keep it real about giving God the glory for the goodness in our life? Well, here's what I think we do. Number one, we remember who we are. When we remember that we're fallen, sinful people, it helps keep our human accomplishments in perspective and really frees us up to be proud of ourselves for things that we've worked toward, but also remembering the whole time to hold it loosely because we remember who we are at the core. Number two, we remember who God is. When we remember who God is, it keeps our heart full of gratitude and our mind on the right hierarchy, that right positioning where He's always first, He's always over us, and it helps us remember that and remember who He is. Number three, I think we keep it real and give Him the glory when we have truth speakers in our life. If we want to truly stay humble, we need to have some people in our life that help us keep it real. That's always so helpful. And then number four, we pray and offer back our success right away. Our five-word prayer today is helpful with this. Help me not glorify me. And here's something I do. After every success, if I speak and I sense the Holy Spirit power in the room and the message goes very well and maybe I get a lot of compliments about it, when I go back to the hotel room or whenever I'm by myself, I literally stretch my hands out and I imagine offering the night back up to God and saying, "It's yours. Thank you for letting me be a part. You were powerful among us." I do that physically in a space where it's just me and God. And that helps me keep the self-glory where it doesn't so easily creep in because I remember and I just gave it all back to Him because that's who deserves all of that glory and credit. It's a daily process, a constant flesh battle, and Jesus is here for us in it. Let's remember who truly deserves the glory for the good in our lives and always give credit where credit's due. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. More on this topic of glorifying on the show tomorrow, right back here. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Man, I love this community. And did you know that you are the best way to keep it going? It's true. Keep telling people about it. Keep posting shows you love on your social media so others can listen too. We want to encourage more and more people. And you, my friend, make that happen.